The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear yourself, Madani Channel, welcome. And today we have a very beautiful topic. It's about a happy family. In happy family, how a husband should be, how the wife should be, how the father should be, how the mother should be, how the children should be. The many things, inshallah, they make the family happy. It's not just you have a big home and you say we have a happy family inside. In actually, we don't know the value of happiness. That's the main problem. We don't know how to find happiness. And we don't understand the meaning of happiness. We think we get this much money and we get the happiness. We got this big house, the happiness will come. If we have a 2023 car outside our house, we think we have the happiness. Happiness is not like that. How the happy family, how we can make our family happy, how we can make our home happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Bahut sare iske naam diye ja sakte. We can call it in different name. Lekin actual matter kya hai? What is happiness? And how we can attain the happiness in our family, inshallah, azza wa jal. Aaj iske upar baat hogi, many complaints, many messages, many attitudes problem in the house. To aaj inshallah baat karenge. Main bhi aate hue bachchon se pooch kar aaya tha, the happy family. Bhaiya bachche idea dete na. To hota inshallah, sharing is always caring, inshallah, azza wa jal. To aaj inshallah baat karenge happy family ke hawale se. Lekin we'll start with the blessings of Durood-e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever send peace and blessings upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, amare saath rahiyega. Bahut sare madani phool milenge, mashallah. Iftikhar bhai, beautiful muballigh with us. Ustad Tariq Madani bhi hai, aur Adil bhai ki to kya hi baat hai. Aayye kalam sunte Adil bhai se.
اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا میرے سرکار سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا ان کے ہو جا Bye. ذرائع رکھنا اپنے دامن میں نہ احسان پرائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا آپ یاد آئے تو پھر یاد نہ آئے کوئی آپ یاد آئے تو پھر یاد نہ آئے کوئی غیر کی یاد میرے دل سے بھلائے رکھنا غیر کی یاد میرے دل سے بھلائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا ذرائے خاک کو خورشید بنانے والے ذرائے خاک کو خورشید بنانے والے خاک ہوں میں مجھے قدموں سے لگائے رکھنا خاک ہوں میں مجھے قدموں سے لگائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا میں نے مانا کہ نکما ہوں مگر آپ کا حبیب اللہ میں نے مانا کہ نکما ہوں مگر آپ کا ہوں مجھ نکمے کو بھی سرکار نبھائے رکھنا سرکار نبھائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا جب سوانے آئے جب سوانے زبے خورشید قیامت آئے اپنی زلفوں کے گناہگار پہ سائے رکھنا سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا شاید اس راہ سے خالد میرے گزرے اپنی پلکوں کو سر راہ بچھائے رکھنا اپنی پلکوں کو سر راہ بچھائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا میرے سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا.
آمین اللہم آمین. سہار بھائی انشاءاللہ اسٹارٹ فرام یو. اے ویری امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک. ایوری بڈی وانٹس دیئر فیملی شوڈ بی ہیپی, بٹ واٹ آر دا ہیپینیس ان دا فیملی اینڈ ہاؤ وی کین میک آور فیملی ہیپی؟
جی گڈ کوشچن. آئی تھنک ون تھنگ وی ہیو ٹو ریئلائز از the word happiness and the word perfection are two different things. To find trying to get a perfect family where your children are clean, smart, tidy, well behaved all the time, listen to you say labbaik, they kiss your hands and they listen to everything that you say, and the mother of your children, she looks after the house and everything is perfect, there's a difference. That's perfection. You're never going to get that. Happiness is totally something else. Happiness, it can be something small and it could be something big. So it's not the case that you'll be happy all the time in the house, and the family will be happy all the time. But when you are happy, enjoy those moments. So when there's difficulties and there's problems, then the key is to learn from them, and then you'd appreciate the happiness next time even more. So happiness in the family, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, first of all, it's a blessing that we have families. I was watching the silsila on Eid where those brothers, their families are abroad or they don't have a family, and it made me realize how lucky we are. And that program, it just stood out on, I think it was on Eid day or the second day of Eid. And it made me think that we take our family for granted so much. We don't appreciate that we have children, mother, father, brothers, uncles, and the wider family amongst us. When those people that don't have their family, don't have a family at all, for whatever reason, if you have to sit with them, then you realize that just to have a family, that is happiness in itself.
Allahu Akbar.
Just to have those people amongst you in the house, and the day that you come home and it's empty, that silence, it kills you. That silence, you think, where is everybody? You know, when they're going to come back? What time are you coming? You start phoning. That moment at that time, reflect to yourself that your family is not there. When your family then comes back home, then you start to again feel that comfort and ease. So happiness in the household, it is key. And if the happiness is not there, the peace is not there, there's quarreling, fighting, then remember, it's not just you as an individual that's living in there. It causes discomfort and it causes a nuisance and a problem for everybody in the family. So when there's a quarreling, fighting, and these things are taking place, there's an effect on not just the husband and the wife, has effect on the children, maybe grandchildren living in the house, maybe brother and sister living in the house. So we have to try to make the house as happy as possible. And Islam has gave us all the tools. Islam has gave us the way of living. Islam has taught us the rights of the parents, the rights of the brother, the rights of the mother of your children. If you were to try to fulfill those rights, happiness will follow, inshallah, azza wa jal. But what happens is that We try to outdo each other. So when you do get married, you think that now your life is changing. But they're still your mother and your father. They're still your brother and your sister. They're still your uncle and auntie that you used to talk to before. So the change shouldn't take place as drastic as we think it should. The family that we have, the system is so beautiful that if you think that those people that don't follow this system, how in their old age they become alone and they have no one to visit or to take them anywhere. So this family system that we have, Islam has made it so beautiful that the parents, how they nurture you, how they bring you up, and how you bring in your children, and then later when they elderly, how the children support them and they look after them, how you have love for your uncles, the rights of your the uncles, the aunties, how you have this close relationship. And the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, there are many ahadiths mentioned regarding families, regarding family ties, the rights of the family. And the Prophet ﷺ, for our persuasion about the excellence of maintaining ties with relatives, mentioned that one who wants his sustenance to be increased and death to be delayed should maintain kind relations with his relatives. So we're worried about our sustenance. We're worried that the cost of living is going up. We can't afford things. Bills are going up. But simple solution to it: have good ties with your relatives. Increase in your sustenance. If you want to delay your death, and you don't want to have a longer life, then treat your relatives well. And those relatives, alhamdulillah, azawajal, that we only probably see once or twice in a year. Maybe on Eid we saw them after a long time. So it's not the case that it's very difficult to keep ties with them. Sometimes it's only going to meet them or seeing them after a certain time and sitting and discussing things with them and trying to make them happy. Then the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned to maintain kind relation leads to love among family members, blessing in wealth and length in age. And the Prophet ﷺ in another hadith has mentioned, undoubtedly, Allah Almighty preserves the world by virtue of one group of people and increases the wealth by their virtue and has never seen them with dislike since He created them. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is this? It was said, by virtue of re-establishing their ties with their own relatives.
Allah.
So many blessings, yes. Keeping family members happy, pleasing them with good intentions, spending on them is with intention of sadaqah, as a rewarding act. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are so lucky that these individuals that make up our family, we have them around us. And this happiness that we are trying to seek and the house that we are living, like you mentioned at the start beautifully, it doesn't mean that you need lots of money, you need master degrees, or you need all these things in your house to make it happy, or you need the perfect car in the driveway, or you need matching curtains with the sofa. These are not the perfect families that we are looking for. Or we go to someone else's house and we take examples from them. Your family is unique. Your family is not going to be the same as my family. Your children are going to be the same as my children. Everybody's family is different.
Yeah.
To match, to compare, and then to say that I want my family like that, or to give misal or examples of others' children, others' families, other how they are doing things, it's not going to bring happiness to you. It's going to bring you stress. And it could hurt the feelings of your family members. What if they say to make comments like that about you? That what kind of a brother or a father are you? Look, other people's fathers and brothers are like this. It hurts us, doesn't it? You think, don't you love me for the way I am? And that's what we should do. Every single member of our family, we should love them for the way they are. Some family members, they're funny. They make you laugh. Some family members, they're serious, but you can't remember them when you get older. Some uncles that you go to, they're very kind and polite and give you gifts. Some uncles you go to, they tell you off. Why are you not doing this? Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Every single individual in your family is different. I love them for that because they're unique. And when they go away, you miss them. You think, oh, Miss Uncle used to shout at me. My auntie, she used to give me gifts. I miss her. Then you realize
Allah.
That this happiness that you used to go and used to see them, then you don't have it anymore. So happy family is not, doesn't mean perfect family.
Mashallah.
Happy family is your family and how they are. Alhamdulillah.
It's like you have to compromise. The main thing is the compromise. That the way you explain beautifully, it's like a tree. They grow in different direction, but their roots are same always.
Mashallah.
It's always be same. So it's like a family, it's from the roots, they're coming out, but the branches is different. But they all link up with the roots together. So you have to understand, one is going north, one is going south, one is going straight, but the end of the day, they are from the one side, from the one root. So you need to understand, somebody like biryani, somebody like korma, somebody like chili food, somebody is, oh, no, I don't like chili, but they're all in the same house. Up compromise karna hai, you know, is my way or no way. That's not the way, and that will never be make your family happy or your house will be happy. No, you have to compromise, give and take. You know, this concept is give and take is not only outside, it should be inside as well. Ab mujhe mirche bahut pasand thi yaar, theek hai, main Pakistan jaata hu, mirche khata hu, ghar mein kam khate, mujhe compromise karna padega. Ye thodi bolunga yaar mere liye alag se banao, bolenge yaar ye is tarah karta hai, is tarah karta hai. So you have to adjust yourself. अगर आपको अपनी फैमिली को हैप्पी करना है तो हर एक को एडजस्ट करना पड़ेगा. पेशेंस होना चाहिए, कॉम्प्रोमाइज आपस के अंदर होना चाहिए. तो एक और चीज है, इज अबाउट द नेम ऑफ फीलिंग, यू नो दिस हैप्पीनेस. is about the feeling. The happiness is about when your mind and your heart, they are pleased, they are satisfied. When they are in peace, then you find the happiness. And if they are not in peace, unke andar gham hai, to ye gham ki ghaif hai. All the things related is about the feeling. Ye aapka ehsaas ka naam hai. Ye ehsaas hote hai, jo apne ko paraye kar dete hai, paraye ko apne kar dete hai. Is all about the feeling. Aap kis tarah feel karte hai, ye ek matter karta hai apni family ko khush karne ka. Aapki family khush hai, aap khud bolo nahi khush nahi hai. To ab aapko khud ko problem hai na. Wo khush hai. They are happy ke yaar sahi hai. Aap khush nahi hoge. Nahi nahi nahi, aisa hona chahiye, aisa hona chahiye. Bhai jab khush sab khush hai to mujhe bhi khush ho jana chahiye. नहीं, अब किसी को सर्दी ज्यादा लगती है, किसी को गर्मी ज्यादा लगती है, तो अब आपस में क्या होता है, कॉम्प्रोमाइज आता है, मिडिल पॉइंट पर आना चाहिए. बार वक्त बोले कि नहीं, मुझे एसी चला के रखना है सर्दियों में भी, तो ये कॉन्सेप्ट कभी भी घर फैमिली के अंदर खुशियां नहीं लेकर आएगा. और जो बहुत सारे लोगों की खुशियां नेकियों से बंधी होती है. अब खुशियां में देखिए, खुशियों में एक लेवल होता है, तरीका होता है. बट लुक एट द टाइम ऑफ आपने तारिक भाई, व्हेन हजरत उमर रजी अल्लाह तआला ने एक्सेप्टेड इस्लाम, मुसलमान वो कितनी खुशी थी, नारे तकबीर लगाया था उन्होंने, और मक्के में जाके नमाज पढ़ी थी. अब आप गौर करें, यानी काबतुल्लाह शरीफ में गए, ऐलानिया तौर पे क्या एक खुशी का एक महवर वो था. यानी हर एक की खुशियों का एक एक महवर होता है कि मुझे ये मिल गया. कोई बुजुर्ग तो उनको कोई मसले का वो मिल जाता था, अगर जवाब मिल जाता था, कहते मुझसे ज्यादा इस वक्त खुश नसीब कोई नहीं है जिसको दीन के इस मसले का जवाब मिल गया है. लुक एट देयर हैप्पीनेस. एंड आवर हैप्पीनेस क्या है, कि हमारी हैप्पीनेस, इफ आई पास, if I get top, then I will be happy. If I get that degree, then I will be happy. If I pass my exam, theory test, then I will be happy. इस दौरान में कितनी happiness आई आपने जाया कर दी, क्योंकि आपने concept mindset बना लिया कि if I get this, then I will be happy. उस चक्कर में आपने जिंदगी खराब कर दी है. छोटी छोटी जो जिंदगी के अंदर खुशियां है ना, उनको लेना सीखे, उनको ओढ़ना सीखे. किसी के साथ बैठकर चाय का कप पी लिया, ये भी खुशी है. वो पुराना दोस्त मिल गया, कैसे वो याद है, वो खुशी अपनी एक होती है. यकीन करें, आप खुश रहना चाहेंगे ना, आपको बहुत सारे मौके मिलेंगे. अब आप खुद ही खुश ना रहना चाहे तो जगह जगह पे आपको प्रॉब्लम होगी. क्या कहते हैं तारीख भाई
जी? बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. सही साहब, बिल्कुल सही फरमाया आपने कि खुश रहने के हमें मौके तलाश करने चाहिए अच्छे अंदाज से. इस्लामी हदूद में रहते हुए खुश रहें, खुश रखें दूसरों को, तो इंशाल्लाह ताला हमारा ये घर, न सिर्फ घर बल्कि पूरा माशरा जो है खुशियों से भर जाएगा. यहाँ पर पहली बात तो ये करूँ कि जहाँ तक बात है फैमिली की, तो फैमिली के हवाले से तो देखें, कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में भी ये बयान किया गया कि हम फैमिली के, जैसे ये बयान किया गया सूरतुल बकरा आयत नंबर 177 में फरमाया कि लैस बिर अन तुवल्लू वुजूहकुम क़िबला अल मशरिक वल मग़रिब, कि असल नेकी सिर्फ ये नहीं है कि तुम अपने मशरिक या मग़रिब की तरफ मुँह कर लो. यहाँ पर मुफ्ती कासिम साहब ने इसके बारे में फरमाया कि ये जो आयत है ये अहले किताब और मोमिनीन इन सब के लिए है, कि सिर्फ क़िबले की तरफ मुंह करना, इसको नेकी समझना ये नहीं, बल्कि क्या फरमाया, देखिए अल्लाह ताला आगे इसी आयत में इरशाद फरमाता है वलाकिन्नल बिर्रा, लेकिन असल नेकी है कि मन आमना बिल्लाहि वल यौमिल आखिर. अब ये कुछ चीजें बयान की गई, अल्लाह पर ईमान लाना, यौम आखिरत पर ईमान लाना, मलाइका पर, किताब पर, अंबिया पर. वहां पर एक इसी के बाद अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम पर ईमान लाने के बाद फरमाया, अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम पर ईमान लाने के बाद जो पहली चीज फरमाई, फरमाया वो आतल माला अला हुब्बिहि ज़वुल क़ुरबा,
अल्लाहु अकबर,
अपने करीब लोगों को, करीब वालों को अपना पसंदीदा माल दे. अब ये देखिए, ये करीबी कौन है, ये जो क़ुरबा का लफ्ज़ इस्तेमाल किया ना, देखिए खानदान के लिए अरबी में हम अल उसरा का लफ्ज़ इस्तेमाल करते हैं, अल उसरा या फिर अल कुर्बा, तो कुर्बा से मुराद करीब. अब करीबी रिश्तेदार कौन है, जो आपने शुरू में जैसे बताया कि सिर्फ ऐसा नहीं कि जैसे बाज़ लोगों का माइंड सेट होता है बस वही मियाँ बीवी बच्चे, ऐसा नहीं. अब इसमें करीबी में उसके वालिदैन भी आएंगे, अच्छा उसके चचा भी आएंगे, उनके खाला भी आएंगी, फूफी, ये सारे जो अहम तरीन रिश्ते हैं, ये सारे करीबी रिश्ते हैं, तो इन सब का हमने ख्याल रखना है. अब वैसे इसमें ये है कि हम हर एक पर अगर बात करें, जैसे ये चूंकि हमारा जो टॉपिक है वो हैप्पी फैमिली है, अब इसमें भाई भी आ गया, बहन भी आ गई, बच्चे भी आ गए, तो हर एक के बारे में इंशाल्लाह हम कुछ कुछ गुफ्तगू करेंगे. तो यहाँ पर सबसे पहले मैं जैसे बहन के हवाले से बयान करता हूँ. हज़रत उकबा बिन आमिर रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु से मरवी के फरमाते के मैंने नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को फरमाते हुए सुना, जिसकी तीन बेटियां हों یا تین بہنیں ہوں سسٹرز. اب یہ دیکھیں خاندان کے دو اہم افراد کے بارے میں بات ہو رہی ہے, دو بیٹیاں بھی آ گئی اور بہنیں بھی. فرمایا کہ جس کی تین بیٹیاں یا تین بہنیں ہوں وہ ان پر صبر کرے, جو کچھ اس میں جو کچھ اس کے پاس میسر ہے وہ اس میں سے کھلائے پلائے اور اس کو پہنائے. تو فرمایا قیامت کے دن وہ اس کے لیے جہنم سے رکاوٹ بن جائے گا.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ.
اور ایک دوسری روایت میں فرمایا اس طرح کے اس میں الفاظ ہیں کہ پیارا کا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جو ان کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کرے اور ان کے معاملے میں اللہ پاک سے ڈرے تو اس کے لیے جنت ہے. یہ کس کے لیے فرمایا؟ اس کے لیے جنت ہے دونوں کے بارے میں, بیٹیاں اور بہن. تو یہ حدیث طیبہ دونوں کو اس میں سمجھنے کے ذکر کیا جا رہا ہے, بیٹیوں کا بھی اور بہنوں کا بھی, کہ ہمیں سوچنا چاہیے, ہمیں غور کرنا چاہیے کہ اگر ہم یہ اپنی فیملی کو ہیپی فیملی بنانا چاہتے ہیں اور ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ ہمارے گھر میں ایک اچھا خوشیوں والا ماحول رہے, ہم اپنی بیٹیوں اپنی بہنوں ان کے حقوق بھی ادا کریں اور ان کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک. دیکھیں یہاں پر کپڑے تک پہنانے کی بات آئی ہے کہ کپڑے ان کو پہنایا جائیں ان کو, تو ہم اس میں اپنا جتنا حصہ ملا سکتے ہیں ان کو ملانا چاہیے.
اچھا, اٹس ناٹ این آپشنل فار یو, اس واجب کہ اپنے جو ریلیٹیوز ہیں ان کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کرنا اسلام نے یہ بتایا ہے.
جی,
یہ آپ کے پاس آپشن نہیں ہے کہ اف آئی کین ڈو اٹ اف آئی کانٹ ڈو اٹ دین نو اٹس ناٹ اے بگ ڈیل. اٹس اے بگ ڈیل, کانسیکوینسز ہے, عذابات ہیں اگر جو اپنے رشتے داروں کے ساتھ مس بیہیو کرتا ہے, برا سلوک کرتا ہے, اپنے ان کے جو رائٹس ہیں ان کو وائلیٹ کرتا ہے. اسلام نے منع کیا, اس کو ڈینائی کیا, کنڈیم کیا اسلام نے. اور جب ہی تو آپ ایک پیسفل سوسائٹی پیسفل معاشرہ لے سکتے ہیں. آج پرابلم یہی ہے کہ نو بڈی از کیئرنگ اباؤٹ اینی ون ایلس, بٹ اسلام جو ہے ہر ایک کے حقوق بیان کرے, کہتے ہیں ان کا بھی خیال رکھنا ہے, ان کا بھی خیال رکھنا ہے. جب ہم اسلام پہ چل رہے ہوں گے تو ساری چیزیں پرابلم ختم ہو جائے گی نا. ہم اگر رائٹس کو پورا جو ہے وہ دے رہے ہوں گے, سسٹر کے رائٹس بھی ہیں, اس کے رائٹس بھی ہیں, اس کے رائٹ بھی ہیں. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سیرت کو دیکھیں, دا ملک سسٹر آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. میرے آقا کی جو دودھ شریک جو سسٹر تھی, ایون وین شی کیم ان دا کورٹ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہی دا لیڈر آف آل دی پروفیٹ. میرے آقا کھڑے ہو گئے تھے,
سبحان اللہ,
اپنی چادر بچھا دی تھی جب جا رہے تھے, تو ان کو غلام دیے, مطلب جو ہے وہ لیڈ جو غلام لیڈی ان کو تین لیڈی وہ دی تھی, اور اس کے نوکرانی اور ساتھ ساتھ جو ہے جو سلیو تھی ساتھ ساتھ اونٹ بھی دیے بکری بھی دی. آج ہم کیا ہے کہ بہن کی چیزوں پہ قبضہ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, وراثت میں حصہ نہیں دیتے ہم, جو ہے وہ مطلب کیا کہتے ہیں, کبھی وی اسپینڈنگ لاٹ آف منی آن آور فرینڈس آور اون سیلف, بٹ وی ناٹ لکنگ آفٹر آور سسٹرس آور بردرس آور سبلنگ. یو نو دے ور ود اس وین وی ور لٹل, دے ور کیئرنگ اس, وہ ہمارا خیال رکھتے تھے. دا سسٹر تو ویسے ہی پیار کرنے والی ہوتی ہے یار, بھائی پہ جان دینے والی ہوتی ہے, لیکن بڑے ہونے کے بعد ہم نے ان کو اگنور کر دیا, تو ہماری فیملی ہیپی فیملی کیسے ہو سکتی ہے؟
جی شاہ صاحب, ریگارڈنگ دا سسٹرز یو مینشن اے ویری گڈ پوائنٹ. اف یو ٹو تھنک ان اور لائف وین ایور وی ہیڈ سکسیس, اینڈ اف یو جسٹ ٹو پونڈر دوز آئی ہیو سسٹرز, آؤٹ آف آل آف دیٹ شوڈ ہیپینس از یور سسٹرز. When you graduated, your sisters that probably showed the most happiness. When you buy something, a car, they show happiness. This has happiness. Even when you used to achieve something, if you, your sisters were so happy for you.
Even on wedding day,
they're so happy for you. And then after marriage, you forget them.
Mm.
After marriage, you think they're not part of your life anymore. So your sisters, if you think that throughout your life, how much happiness they show, they get more happy than you achieving something. So they show the happiness. And you mentioned regarding the family ties. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala once said, any person who breaks relations must leave our gathering. Listening to this, there was a young man sitting, and he went to his paternal aunt. He hadn't spoke to her for many years, and he went and he reconciled with her. And they made up. The aunt, she said, what made you, what encouraged you to come after all these years? And so he mentioned regarding the incident of Sayyidina Abu Huraira announcing this. Therefore, he went back to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and he said, why did you announce this? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala replied that he had heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, the nation which has any person who severs relations in it is not blessed with the mercy of Allah.
So he said,
go, if those are breaking of ties, go mend your ties with those people. If you don't sit amongst us. And then if we think to ourselves, we want happiness in our households, but people are disobeying Allah Almighty, and we are not even worried about it, then how are we going to get happiness?
So,
if we are not looking at individuals in our family and they're not reading their salah, our children are not offering their salah, but we're happy that he's playing football. Son, how many goals did you score today? How many sixes did you hit in the cricket? We'll be happy with that. But yeah, our son, did you read your Maghrib today? Did you read your Isha today? We're not worried about that. The late what's going to happen is that now he's disobeying Allah Almighty, you're not worried. Tomorrow he's going to disobey you, then you're going to become worried. So if people are disobeying Allah Almighty in your house, then what's going to happen? That's what can't bring happiness. At the moment you're thinking that you are happy, but eventually it's going to lead to problems in your household. So the blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how should we protect our family members from the fire? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order them to perform the deeds Allah likes and prevent them from the deeds Allah dislikes. So if we want happiness in our families, then alhamdulillah, we have to encourage our family members to do good. And Ustaz Sahib mentioned, Tariq Bhai mentioned regarding the sisters and the daughters. Now if you look in our family, we have children. The children, we do a lot for them. We buy them gifts, the best clothing, we make sure they have the best trainers, the best jacket, their coat is expensive, they go to school with good pencil case, with the right stationery, we make sure they have everything. If they need trip money, we pay 60, 70 pounds for them to go on a trip, everything. But if you want your children to be happy, then it's mentioned that the best gift a father can do, it's not the pencil case or the trainers, it's the manners. Good it's man. The manners, that's the best gift. The Prophet ﷺ stated, no father has given his child a gift that is better than good manners.
Allah.
So those good manners is going to represent your family. Your family is going to represent outside. And when the people see him with good manners, they're going to talk good about your family. But if he's rude, what's going to happen is that same information is going to come back to you and it's going to make you sad. You're going to have arguments in the household. Look how it leads back to the family happiness. That your child is rude to somebody in madrasa. They complain to you. You're going to go home, tell his his mother as well. She's going to shout at him. Then an argument might start between yourself that you don't give him time. No, you don't give him time. It leads to other things. Or he might get into a fight. That fight, Dujamal taught him manners. He's going to have a fight with his cousin brother. Now you're going to fall out with your brother. He's going to have a fight, you're going to fall out with your sister. So because the manners are not there, how to play, how to speak to children, how many families probably got together on Eid for happiness, but their children had a fight? And how they're probably not speaking after Eid. So when children fall out, when they do these things, first of all, the elders have to realize they're children. You know, children, they fight probably, if you notice your sons or your daughters, in 1 hour, they probably fight probably 50 times. They make up. But elders are not supposed to be breaking up. When you break up, it breaks up for years. Could break up for 50 years. So the manners that we give to our children, no school can give the manners that we can give to our children at home. No institution can give the manners that a mother and father can give to their child. They are the first school, the first institution, the first university in teaching Jazakallah, thank you, smiling, taking with the right hand, not talking back, lowering the gaze. All this comes when they're with you. So the first school institution, they're with you. 5 years, 6 years, they're with you. Weekend, they're with you. In the evening, they're with you. What are they learning? What are you teaching them? How are you protecting them? How are they going to make you happy when they're teenagers? Remember that the problems in our families are going to come when our children become a little bit older and they reach the teenage years. These are troublesome years, especially in the UK. In this country, when teenagers grow up, and now they're physically bigger, they've got that mindset now, they're a little bit independent, they talk back sometimes, they're rude sometimes, now they don't listen. Now parents, they become the house, the sukoon in the house, the peace, the happiness in the house, it goes. Because their thinking and their mindset has totally changed. And why has it changed? Because when you had the chance to give them that input wasn't there. So they found that from other places. And they took those cultures, they took those ways, and they brought them back into the house now, and now the house is not going to be happy.
Allah.
The house is going to be worried, distressed. They're not going to listen to you, they're going to sit with you. Before you used to like looking at each other, is my son looking, smiling, but now he's in his bedroom all the time. And when he speaks, he's grumpy. So where's the happiness going to be? When your mother calls him, he's rude. So happiness is going to be there with this simple method of teaching them good manners. You teach them good manners, they can go anywhere.
SubhanAllah.
They'll come back and they'll still be yours. But we have to keep them attached with the religion. When they stay attached with the religion, they'll be yours. When you say, no, religion is not important, that this outside world or the outside culture is more important than what's going to happen is that they're not going to become yours either. They're going to come back and they're going to disbalance the happiness in the household. So keep the teach the children good manners, and it's not just the first 5 or 6 years. Every day sit with them. And many, every week a book comes of Dawat Islami. In there are many Madani pearls. Go over it with them. Teach them. Ask them questions. Let them ask you questions. Son, daughter, do you want to ask anything today? What have you learned? What have you done? Ask us anything. Be very friendly with them. Don't scold them. Don't shout at them for doing something wrong straight away. Why did they start hiding things from you? When they hide things from you, they're going to end up doing those things that are going to cause even more problems in the household. So a happy household is having good teenagers in that household that listen to you, that say labbaik. And mashallah, those families that do have good children, you see how peaceful they are.
Subhanallah.
The children come home after school, they place their own bag down, they kiss their mother's hand, they say, "Father, how are you? Do you need any help?" And they serve, they look after their parents, even in the teenage years. And those families are really happy. And people, they normally say, "I wish our children are like that."
Allah.
But you notice that their children, they've been in the ijtima.
Hmm.
Their children, they've took them to Madani Kafila. Their children, they've spent time with them. They've took them to madrasa. Their father, during Jummah, he will have him next to him. And likewise for the mother, she'll take her to the sister's gathering. She'll take her to other gatherings. So have your children with you. And you notice and you reflect on this, those fathers that keep their children with them during a young age, their children, you notice when they're teenagers, they'll be still sitting with their father at Jummah time. They'll be still sitting with their father in other gatherings. And then when they go somewhere, they'll say, "Dad, I don't want to go with my friends. I want to go on the trip with you. Dad, you take me. I don't want to go with anybody else." So keeping the children happy, teaching them manners will, inshallah, make your household happy, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bahut sare madani pool diye. Kya baat hai. Allah khush rakhe. MashaAllah, no doubt. It's just how you spend time and how you giving upbringing to your children. And just one more thing. Happy family will always do such an action which please Allah Almighty, which make Allah Almighty happy. Agar aap Allah ki nafarmani karte, then there will be no peace, no happiness in your house. First of all, Rabb Kareem ke jo ahkamat hain, apne ghar mein nafiz kare. अब होता यह है कि बाप बोले नमाज पढ़े, माँ बोले नहीं नहीं सोने दो, बाप बोले कुरान पढ़े, माँ बोले नहीं नहीं, तो आप ये हमदर्दी नहीं कर रहे, दुश्मनी कर रहे अपने बच्चों के साथ और अपने साथ भी, क्योंकि लेटर ऑन यू गेट द रिएक्शन. क्योंकि इस्लाम वो है जो माँ बाप की रिस्पेक्ट बरताता है. नॉट केमिस्ट्री, नॉट बायोलॉजी, नॉट फिजिक्स, पूरी मैथ्स पढ़ लें, पूरी अलजेब्रा पढ़ लें, तो नॉट अ सिंगल सेंटेंस द रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ पेरेंट is everything, every good thing is in Islam.
Subhanallah.
Agar aap chahte hai ki aapka bachcha aapke respect kare, you have to teach them Islamic manners. Aapko Islam batana padega, Islam dalna padega unke dilon mein. Agar aap unko Islam se hi dur rakhenge, then is in front of you what's happening. Old houses kis wajah se abad hain? Ye jo day care center hai kis wajah se abad hain? Is liye ki maa baap ki ahmiyat nahi pata, बच्चों की अहमियत नहीं पता. अगर अपनी हैप्पी फैमिली चाहिए तो हमें इस्लाम के मुताबिक जिंदगी गुजारनी पड़ेगी. और एक चीज और मैं यहाँ पे अर्ज कर दूं, अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल हैज ब्लेस एवरीवन, ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड गिव शुक्र टू अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल. बी अ ग्रेटफुल बॉन्डमैन ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी, बी अ ग्रेटफुल पर्सन, डोंट बी अनग्रेटफुल पर्सन, ऑलवेज कंप्लेनिंग, ऑलवेज मॉर्निंग फॉर नो रीजन. जो अल्लाह ने दिया है हैप्पी फैमिली वही होती है जो अल्लाह ने दिया उस पर खुश रहे. नॉट डिजायरिंग फॉर एवरी, जो मिला उसके बाद नेक्स्ट, उसके बाद नेक्स्ट, आपकी जिंदगी में कभी भी खुशियां नहीं आएंगी. जो दिया है ना उस पर खुश रहना चाहिए. तारीफ भाई
जी बिल्कुल सही, सब ऐसी कि वरना ये होगा कि मगर अपने ऐसे ऊपर लोगों को देखते रहेंगे. दीन के मामले में अपने से ऊपर वाले लोगों को देखो और दुनिया के मामले में अपने से नीचे वाले लोगों को देखो. तो लेकिन हमारे यहाँ इसका उलट पाया जाता है और इस वजह से ऐसा होता है कि हमारी हैप्पीनेस, हमारी खुशियाँ छिन जाती हैं. और अभी इफ्तिखार भाई ने अपनी गुफ्तगू के दौरान जैसे बात की बच्चों के हवाले से, बच्चों के साथ खेलना. अब ये जो ना बच्चों के साथ मोहब्बत, बच्चों के साथ खेलना, ये भी जो ना एक ऐसी चीज़ है कि जिसको शरीयत में, जिसको इस्लाम ने इसको पज़ीराई अता की है. यहाँ पर एक बात जिक्र करूँगा प्यारे सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में चंद लोग हाजिर थे. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने एक बच्चे को चूमा, तो फिर नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से सहाबा जो कुछ लोग मौजूद थे उन्होंने कहा कि हम तो वल्लाही मा नुकब्बिलु, हम तो अल्लाह की कसम हमने अपने बच्चों को कभी भी नहीं चूमा. तो नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया
میں کیا کروں کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ نے تمہارے اندر سے رحم کا جذبہ نکال لیا.
اللہ
تو یہ اب یہاں پر حدیث کی شرح میں یہ بیان کیا گیا کہ ہم بچوں کے ساتھ رحم کریں, بچوں کو چومیں, بچوں کے ساتھ یعنی کہ ان کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کریں. اچھا, اور پھر جیسے ہم ابھی پورے خاندان کی ہی بات کر رہے ہیں تو خاندان کے لیے جیسے میں نے ذکر کیا کہ قربا, اقرب اور اسرہ کا لفظ استعمال ہوتے ہیں عربی کے اندر. ایک اور روایت حضرت مقدام بن مادی کربا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے منقول ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, روایت کے آخری الفاظ ہیں, ان اللہ یوصیکم بالاقرب فالاقرب. اس کا مطلب یہ کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی تمہیں حسن سلوک کا حکم دیتا ہے قریبی رشتہ داروں سے اور پھر اس کے بعد قریبی رشتہ داروں سے, یعنی کہ بالکل جو قریبی رشتہ داروں سے اور پھر ان کے بعد جو قریبی رشتہ دار.
صحیح.
تو یہ تو یوں سمجھنا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے ہمیں حکم دیا گیا ہے, اس حدیث کے مطابق اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے ہمیں حکم دیا گیا ہے کہ ہم اپنے قریبی رشتہ داروں کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کریں. جب ہم بدسلوکی کریں گے تو پھر کس طرح ہم سوچتے ہیں, سوچ سکتے ہیں کہ ہمارے ہمارے گھروں میں ہیپینس آئے گی, ہمارے گھر میں خوشیاں داخل ہوں گی. اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اپنے گھروں میں ہماری خوشیاں رہیں, خوشحالی قائم رہے, تو ہمیں اپنے گھر والوں کے ساتھ یہ جو فرمایا نا ان اللہ یوصیکم, اس پر عمل کرنا ہوگا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے جو حکم دیا ہے حسن سلوک کا, تو ہم حسن سلوک ان کے ساتھ کرتے رہیں. اور اسی طرح سے نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی ایک اور بڑی پیاری روایت ہے, ایک صحابی رسول ہیں حضرت ابو اسید مالک بن ربیعہ, تو فرماتے ہیں کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, میرے والدین فوت ہو گئے اور میں ان دونوں کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کرنا چاہتا ہوں. تو نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے کچھ ان کو نصیحتیں فرمائی, اور اس کے بعد اس حدیث کے آخری الفاظ یہ ہیں کہ وَصِلَةُ الرَّحْمِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِنَا. اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ تم اپنے والدین کے ان رشتہ داروں سے اچھا سلوک کرتے رہنا کہ جن کا تعلق تمہارے والدین کے ساتھ ہے. یعنی کہ والدین کا تو انتقال ہو گیا, لیکن اگر تم چاہتے ہو کہ تمہارے والدین کے ساتھ جو ہے تم اپنے والدین سے حسن سلوک چاہتے ہو, تو تم ان کے جو قریبی رشتے دار ہیں ان کے ساتھ حسن سلوک کرتے
ہو. خالہ ہو گئی, پھپھو ہو گئی, چچا ہو گئے, ان کے دوست ہو گئے.
جی, دوست کا بھی ذکر کیا گیا. جی,
سبحان اللہ. ہمارے پاس ایک انشاءاللہ عزوجل پیکیج ہے, پہلے اس کو لیتے آئیے.
It is important for us to balance our work and social life. Budget, how we budget our finances, budget your time as well. So our time management needs to be balanced in such a way that we don't deprive our families, our children, whilst working long hours. We don't give enough time to work, but we are out and about enjoying our life. The balance is required because Islam is the middle path, the path of moderation. Not too much, not too little, the middle path. And for those out there who the mother and the father, they are both working, maybe to meet a certain standard of living and employ a nanny or an individual at home to babysit their children, those nannies may become the new mothers and fathers of those children. Those nannies and babysitters may become closer in relationship to your own children than yourself, because they are the ones who are there to feed them, to clothe them, to advise them, to listen to them. Because you and I, we are not doing our duty and giving sufficient quality time with our children. Something to think about. Let us act now. Let us not miss these milestones and golden moments of the lives of our children, but do this whilst training them in Islamic values, in an Islamic ethos as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Last few messages from Iftikhar bhai, please.
Ji, regarding happy families, to keep the family happy and the people inside our family happy, we have to be mindful of others. Being mindful of what others' needs are and when they need rest, when they need your time, when to give them time is something that you develop over the time. And if you don't keep that in mind, for example, if everybody's asleep and the person's coming late home and now he's banging the doors and he's disturbing everybody, obviously it's going to cause discomfort. No one's going to be happy at that time. Or at another time when somebody else is trying to study your work and you're creating a noise and you're creating a fuss at that time, it's going to disturb the other individual. So being mindful of everybody in the household, when they need something, when they need a rest, when they need a break, doesn't matter if it's the mother of the children or yourself or your parents, whenever somebody needs that space, then give it to them. Give them that space, and when you need it, they'll give it to you as well, and you appreciate it. It's not the case is that you didn't give me, I'm not going to give you. Yesterday you disturbed me, so today I'm going to try my very best to disturb you. Be very mindful of other people in your family. This will create the happiness, inshallah. MashaAllah.
Tariq bhai, kya?
Sahi sahab, ek badi pyari riwayat hai. Agar main samajhta hoon ki agar, kyunki ghar mein jitne bhi na, wo ya to bade hote hain ya phir chote hote hain. Is riwayat ko agar hirze jaan bana le, तो मैं समझता हूँ कि पूरे घर में हमारी खुशियाँ खुशियाँ दाखिल होंगी. वो क्या है, एक रिवायत है, फरमाया प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने कि फरमाया, ए अनस, बड़ों का अदब और एहतराम और ताज़ीम और तौक़ीर करो और छोटों पर शफ़क़त करो, तुम जन्नत में मेरी रफाकत पाओगे. अब हम सिर्फ इस पर अमल करने वाले बन जाए ना, बड़े होंगे या छोटे, सब ये वाला ये जो ना इस वजीफे पर अमल करें, इस पर अमल करें, इंशाल्लाह ताला हैप्पीनेस आ जाएगी.
माशाल्लाह. लास्ट फ्यू थिंग आई वुड लाइक टू से, स्पेशली हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ, देयर रिलेशन इज वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग इन मींस टू मेक आवर फैमिली हैप्पी. स्पेशली यू हैव टू केयर ईच अदर. नॉर्मली वी डोंट केयर ईच अदर, हम एक दूसरे का ख्याल नहीं रखते, उसकी वजह से प्यार मोहब्बत में कमी आती है, एतमाद की कमी होती है. डोंट ट्रस्ट ईच अदर. एक होता है सस्पिशियस का एक मौज है, क्या हो रहा है, क्यों हो रहा है, रात को मोबाइल उठ के चेक करेंगे, ये नहीं होने चाहिए. दिस इज़ नॉट जायज. ये आपस में एक दूसरे को धोखा देना और एक दूसरे पर ट्रस्ट ना करना, ये घर के अंदर बेइत्मीनानी लेकर आता है, खुशी नहीं लेकर आता है. फिर ऑलवेज एक्सप्रेस योर गुड फीलिंग कि माशाल्लाह, अप्रिशिएट अदर्स, हम अप्रिशिएट नहीं करते, माशाल्लाह यू हैव डन अ लॉट लास्ट 10 years 20 years, यू लुकिंग आफ्टर मी, माशाल्लाह, लुकिंग आफ्टर ऑल माय थिंग, जज़ाकअल्लाह फॉर एवरीथिंग. वी नेवर अप्रिशिएट थिंग्स. इसकी वजह से भी हमारे घरों के अंदर खुशियां नहीं होती. और एक दूसरे को नजरअंदाज ना करें, इग्नोर करना शुरू कर देते विदाउट एनी रीजन, तो बात इतनी सी होती है और वो इतना बड़ा हो जाती है. तो यानी कि एक दूसरे इग्नोर करने में फिर तंस घरों के अंदर बात बात में तंस करना, एक दूसरे के ऊपर जुमले उछाल के मार देना, ये ऐसे ऐसे, तो इसको खाना बनाना नहीं आता, तो चाय बनानी नहीं आती, तो ये नहीं आता, तो वो नहीं होता. तो एक इग्नोर करना सीखे चीजों को, छोटी छोटी चीजों को पकड़ ना ले. कुछ लोग होते उसको चिपटा देते, मैग्नेट की तरह निकलने ही नहीं देते, एल्फी लग गई है. अब वो जब एल्फी चिपक गई, हर 2 साल बाद याद आएगा तुमने किया क्या है, तुमने ये किया था, अरे भाई भूल जाओ यार, क्या हो गया. घर में खुशी चाहिए, इग्नोर करो, बस वो बुला दे चीजों को, जो नेगेटिव चीजें उनको बुला दे आपके घर के अंदर, सुकून ही सुकून आ जाएगा. अल्लाह हमारे घरों में सुकून अता फरमाए, हैप्पी हैप्पी रहे, आप मुस्कुराते हुए घर में दाखिल हो तो मुस्कुराते हुए दाखिल हो, ऐसे सुझावा नहीं लेकर आना चाहिए. अल्लाह खुश रखे सबको. कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.